No More Soggy Bottoms with Anne and Claire.
There's definitely burning going on.
I don't know what kind of dough it is that I'm making, and the ingredients don't help with
it. I thought figgy pudding had figs in it.
Oh, yes, I've got figs in it as well. Sorry, I forgot to say that.
Scale of 1 to 10, how much do you enjoy our chats?
11.
Welcome back to No More Soggy Bottoms with Anne and Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Hello, Anne.
It's good to be back. Yeah, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it was a good week, I thought.
It was a very good week. It wasn't quite what I expected. Yeah. Like when they said festival, festival week, I thought Glastonbury and, you know, I don't know what I was thinking.
I think they maybe should have called it like Country Fair Week.
Yeah, it was
something
more that sort of...
slightly different.
Yeah, it wasn't what I expected, but... well, we start off with buns anyway. Three of them went for hot cross buns. Yes. So what they had to... What was it? Festival buns with a story, is it?
Yeah, so they had to... Something that was like a hot cross bun, but it had to have a traditional bun for a traditional kind of event or, you know, a season. So like a Christmas bun or an Easter bun or a St. Patrick's Day parade bun, you know, that kind of way.
Well, certainly hot cross buns, I think, must be one of the most traditional buns. And three of them did go for it.
Yeah, that kind of version.
And you just showed me a picture there of Instagram of Helena.
And Helena had... let me get it back up again.
She did, you know the way on a hot cross bun, you make a cross. I think you make it with almond, I think, and water or something like that. So you make a cross in it. But she had turned her cross into a fabulous spider web.
Yeah.
So obviously she wasn't on the bake-off.
She was doing it at home
because...
But if you go onto her Instagram page, you can fabulous. Kind of see the spider web shape. Just like they have the kind of white lines.
Yeah.
You know, is it like four or six of them?
Exactly, yeah.
They have a spider web and it's really cool.
It's really good.
I like the look of them. They're very good.
Yeah, hot cross buns, I've often thought about making them. I've certainly, every coming up to Easter, I would download a recipe. I've never made them.
I don't know if I like them.
I like them a lot. Yeah. I think, you can't beat them with butter.
Well, anything with butter.
A lot of butter. I'd be a bit of a fan.
Okay.
All right, I'm a bit
Maybe
of a fan.
Maybe we should try making them.
Yeah, why not? I think you have to use yeast in them for raising.
Maybe yeast. I'll pick up this.
Maybe you don't. I'll find a nice recipe for certainly. I think the one that, I think that's probably what puts me off most years. But I would now. I would always nearly have.
And also the whole proving thing because I don't have a proving drawer.
Well, apparently you don't need a proving drawer. Do you remember we were talking, who was the first babe?
We were speaking to Gavin about that.
Yeah.
Wasn't he, kind of said if you just put it on top of the oven.
Yeah.
He said the oven kind of proves it.
Yeah. Yeah, so well, I certainly in the winter when I was making, any time I've made, and I have made the occasional loaf of bread, I've made some buns in that, I'd put it down near the radiator.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But it rises. Yeah, it does. It does tend to rise anyway. You know, as long as it's
there's kind of just some sort of a base of heat, but not cooking it.
Yeah.
Very good. That's a good tip by the radiator.
Yeah. So that's my little spot. Or if you had my hot press, I have this. No, I don't have a warm hot press anymore. I have my radiator or my tank is really, really covered, so it doesn't feel hot anymore on the outside. So insulated. So I don't have it's no longer my proving drawer.
So some of them did really well and some of them did badly. We had two handshakes.
Yes, we did, which was great.
Yeah.
Who was it? Steph got a handshake.
Yeah, Steph got a handshake and Henry got a handshake.
Yeah, and Henry said, shut up.
Literally, like, his hand went out and he was like, shut up.
Shut up, I don't believe it.
No, it was really good. He was actually so cute when he got it.
Oh, God, yeah.
And he picked a different version. He had, was it Swedish, his bun was? And it was twists.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
He had to make
he
sure
went,
they were quite even. Was it Swedish?
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, I've written here great twists on that.
Sweden.
Yeah.
And then David went for Bulgaria because his partner and then his sister-in-law.
Yeah.
They live in Bulgaria. Again,
and that's
influence.
An Easter. Yeah, that was an Easter bun as well.
It's the influence, isn't it, of places where people are connected to.
Yeah, no, they all, they tend to use stuff that's, I suppose we all have our own
things,
memories,
we,
you know, and that's what you bring
what
to
you
us,
associate
you know.
With. So Henry and Steph did amazing.
Poor Michael.
Yeah, well, Michael, so it's funny, you know, and I think it was Bread Week that he was the star breaker. And I would have put money on him then as being the outright winner, because he really was the star. Like, he was head and shoulders above everybody.
Yeah.
And he just fell apart.
Yeah.
And like there was tears. There was literally tears. He got very emotional.
He was very lovable, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he was lovely, and he'll do very well.
Correct me now if I'm wrong. Remember, we were talking about how we thought there was rumours about Alice and Henry.
Yeah, that's not true.
That's not true, right? No. But I now think that maybe Henry and Michael. Now, I'm totally reading into an Instagram picture, which you shouldn't do. Actually, an Instagram picture from a little while ago, actually.
Well, actually, but now I recall one of the days when they're all sitting in a row waiting to be marked, or it could have been at the end, and Michael had his arm around Henry.
Yeah. But let's look at this picture. This now is from the 26th of September.
Okay,
and it was like, how many couples do you see? And
David is kissing Alice.
So David's kissing Alice on the cheek, and then Henry's kissing Michael on the cheek.
Okay, so are there?
And we know that David has a partner.
Has a partner.
So Henry and Michael.
Yeah, unless she is going out with him, and she's trying to put it off, or just like mess with our heads, because that's messing with my head.
But then last night when Michael got sent home, Henry went straight over to Michael, put his arms around him, was like, "I'm so sorry, darling," or said something along those lines. He definitely called him darling.
Right.
And I was like, "Oh."
I must look back at that because
I didn't notice that.
I just think. Oh, I would love that.
I would love that too, because they're both really cute and nice. But so maybe. This is from a few weeks ago, and as soon as I saw this picture, I was like, oh.
They're dropping little cute clues every week
clues.
Then. So we'll see.
They're really good. I actually love looking at all their Instagram pictures. Like, they look like they have so much fun. Like, look at Alice and Steph in this. Like, they're having
a great time. Oh, that's beautiful, yeah.
They're making funny faces. Like, they just get on. It's lovely.
Yeah, well. Oh, we think they do anyway.
Well, we think they do.
They do. Yeah, it has to be.
So they have their WhatsApp group. I'm sure the production company set up their WhatsApp group again this year.
Besties. Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Who else didn't do so well in that one?
Handshake.
Alice
okay.
Didn't do well.
Michael was okay.
Yeah, Alice didn't do well in that one at all. Her buns
were that's amazing.
Colors.
Yeah, I've heard Anna's only okay as well.
Yeah. And I think Rosie did okay as well.
A good job.
Henry, Steph, and then okays.
Yeah. Japanese peacocks for Rosie. What was that about? I can't even remember that.
I don't remember that one either. But they were all, I think they all did all right. They did, she did do Japanese peacocks. They were like a swan.
Green. Yeah.
They said they were too flat.
Yeah, they were. They looked like little swans, all right.
That wouldn't be something I'd pick, because cream kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like fresh cream.
Do you not?
Nope.
Weird. That's an interesting fun fact about Claire.
Fun fact, I don't like fresh cream. So if any of you are making me a dessert, I don't want fresh cream, thanks.
Right, okay.
I like a bit of custard.
Oh.
A custard. A fine
custard girl, well.
Custard.
Maybe that's a Limerick thing, is it?
No, I don't think so.
You're listening to No More Soggy Bottoms with Anna and Claire.
So on to the technical challenge.
Yes. They had to make 12 Sicilian pastries. It's so definite that they had to make 24 festival buns. Then they had to make 12 Sicilian pastries. And the old deep fat fryer was out again.
Oh,
my God.
Terrifying deep fat fryer
is,
in the tent.
Yeah, in the tent. It's just, your nerves would be gone. But they were kind of proper pasties, as you would call them. You know, the way that you turn them over and then you close the edges of them.
And they were using their... the pasta maker.
Yeah.
So that's a real Italian thing to obviously use a pasta maker to make your pasta. But even for your pastry, I would never have thought of putting pastry through a pasta maker.
No, I have to say, in the very
good,
probably gone out to the shed now, there is a pasta maker in my house.
Is there?
I bought one for my daughter one time and I made it once. And let's just say, never again. Yeah.
Will you make these out with the pasta?
I will not. No.
No.
No. Oh my God, it was. Now, my daughter made it. I remember she actually made it, I think for my birthday, she made proper pasta with it. She used it all right. But I found the state of the long piece it fell on the floor. It was covered in hair.
It was like,
oh my, the state of it. It had to go into the bin. But yeah, I mean, I was watching the YouTube clip about it and somebody said, it's so easy, it's so easy. It isn't.
Yeah,
it's a lot. It's a lot, and it's quite a tricky machine. And I was kind of thinking, how am I going to clean this yolk? Because there's all sorts of little.
There's all little bits in it, isn't there?
Yeah. So it's like for you know.
At one stage, actually, was it Rosie? Was like, can you do this bit? Because I kind of need three hands.
Yeah.
And it was like, because it is complicated. Little
it is,
machine.
Yeah. So anyway, I have one of these machines somewhere. So maybe I'll take it. Maybe I will.
Do it. Also, chocolate and cheese are two of my favourite things in the world. Ricotta and chocolate. Ricotta is a cheese, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I got that right. Like, cheese is like one of my favourite things. Chocolate's another. So I kind of like the idea of putting them together.
I can't imagine them together.
But yeah. I'm like, they are my two favourite things.
Well, there you go.
So maybe I would just love this.
Well, why don't you make those little pop balls and ricotta cheese?
You can just deep fry them
in a pan and wok, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything with hot oil, it kind of
freaks me out. It really does.
It did really well. Poor Elle Alice didn't do it well in that challenge.
She lost that one.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how you can have a really bad week?
Yeah.
She was actually last and Michael was second last.
She made hers too thick, so they all popped open.
That's right. Yeah.
And I think she kind of knew as soon as she put them in the deep fat fryer, she was kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
Because there's no time to go back.
No.
And there isn't. And I think they only get the exact ingredients they need. So even at that, she couldn't be like, oh, I'll just go back and
start again. No.
Now that I know what I'm doing, I could have it done quickly. Like, do you know?
Yeah. Well, it depends. Because Steph came fourth in that as well. She found that difficult as well. And then the top three, David was second. And
will David ever win a technical challenge?
I don't know.
He always like comes second.
Yeah. Well, this makes me think he's going to win the whole thing.
Yeah, he always comes second. He actually said that. He was like, will I ever win one? I think it was last week.
Well, he was second in that. And Henry was third. So.
And then Rosie was first.
Yeah.
So actually this week was a good mix because remember at the end when they were judging, it was kind of like, they actually kind of were able to separate people, like as in the top three and the bottom three. And they were all a mix.
That's for sure.
And even Rosie was put into the mix of going home there. And you're kind of like, well, she won the technical challenge.
Yeah. Well, you're only as good as your last bake.
Exactly.
And putting in things like pastry where you have to use deep fat fryers
is
like, it's so different and it's such a different technique.
Oh, it is, yeah.
I mean, I would personally be terrified. I'm afraid of deep fat fryers.
I'd say I'd scald myself.
I'm absolutely. I don't think I could sleep in the house if there was one in the house.
I just know that my mom has one and she uses it at Christmas for the potato croquette things. And oh god, I see it coming out, I'm like, oh,
it's scary.
I need to not see her putting on the potato croquettes because I'm like, oh, that's in the deep fryer. Even though she does, they're amazing. She makes them like weeks in advance, puts them in the freezer, and oh, they're beautiful. Anyway, it's a whole different
Oh no, well, the stuff that comes out of a deep fat fryer is amazing, good. But still, you'd want to have nerves of steel. I think
if I went to Italy now, I'm actually going to try one of them. I'm going to look for one of them. I thought they looked good.
Sicilian. I'll have one of your Sicilian pastries, please.
All right, Prue.
I'll have chocolate and ricotta cheese in mine.
Thank you. So this week I made a pineapple upside down.
You did? And I had some of it. It was, well, the history of the pineapple.
The history of the pineapple is the most interesting part of the whole cake. So last week we were telling you that we were going to the Radio Awards and we had a great night at the Radio Awards.
It was amazing.
It was much fun. And we looked amazing. We looked $1 million.
Well, we put it like, God, it cost an awful lot of money for me to look like that.
We looked good. We felt good. We had plenty of nice little gins and stuff. It was a lovely evening.
We shared a room.
Four of us. We had a great time. We woke up and had the best chats. I woke up with a McDonald's burger next to my head.
Yeah.
I was delighted. I was like, like, yes, sober Claire wins. Thank you, drunk Claire. You're such a good person. It's delighted in my life. But yeah, it was really good. So it's towards the end of the night, and sure, you know, everyone would be messing and talking. But there was a pineapple on like a display kind of thing, because yes, they were doing like Prosecco when we arrived. But there was a like a display thing, and they had pineapples. So I was messing. I came back from the toilet. I was like, I want a pineapple. Oh my God, I want a pineapple at the Radio Awards. Like messing. So I took home the pineapple. Like I woke up the next morning with a pineapple, and I was like, oh yeah, that's a pineapple. I won. So then I was like, what am I going to do with this said pineapple sitting in the house? So I made a pineapple upside down.
Yeah, it was very nice too.
So thank you, Lyra, for that lovely pineapple. We made a lovely cake. Mm. But also that has a funny story, because on Twitter, there's like people from pictures of people from the Radio Awards
with the pineapple.
With this pineapple
before Claire stole
before
it.
Before I took it away, it was like kissing it and hugging it and stuff. And I'm like, I made a cake out of that. So I tweeted it to them, be like, your pineapple went to a good place.
It did. Well, I had some. It went down very well here.
It
actually,
did, yeah.
People like, liked it.
You need a tinned. Do you need tinned pineapples really for
it? Well, I think you'd probably have to cook that
cook
a little
them,
bit
yeah.
because it is harder. It's not
yeah.
the... I like it, but it is crunchy.
Yeah, you see, I like pineapple and I like big chunks of pineapple, but for some people, pineapple is a bit...
Well, the tinned pineapple is totally different.
Different.
Yeah, it's different texture.
So it was a little bit of, it'll work, won't it work, but I need to get rid of this pineapple.
Well, everybody liked it.
So it was grand.
Down the hatch here, yeah.
Yes, so this is how we got on. The ingredients are 50 grams of soft butter, 50 grams of light brown sugar, 7 pineapple rings in syrup drained with the syrup reserved. I haven't got that. I just got pineapple. And 7 glazed cherries, but I don't really like them, so I'm going to just leave them off. And then for the cake is 100 grams of softened butter, 100 grams of caster sugar, 100 grams of self-raising flour, a teaspoon of baking powder, a teaspoon of vanilla extracts, and 2 eggs. So I have everything weighed out like I usually do. So I'm just going to turn on the oven now and set it to 180 degrees. So while I'm mixing all of this together, at least that bit will be done. Right. Okay. So for the topping, I kind of did this part already just to get it ahead of myself because I've never done this before. So I've mixed the 50 grams of softened butter and the soft brown sugar. The soft brown sugar and the brown sugar together. So that's done. And I just have to kind of rub it around the base of the tin. Now this recipe is for a round tin that I'm kind of making in a loaf tin. So hopefully that won't cause too much of an issue. So I have all my ingredients weighed out as well, because I learned that on week one that weighing out the ingredients is like the best thing to do. And I have my pineapple cut up already, because I'm not very good with knives, so you know, the whole cutting and talking thing might not have gone down too well. So that tin looks pretty done, I think. Oh, I don't know because I've never made this. Right, so then we lay the pineapple rings on it so they fit all okay. There we go. And because it's a loaf, I might put them around the sides as well, just because it'll kind of structurally fit in there, I think, slash hope. Again, this is like a whole pineapple, so hopefully it's all right. Okay, so they're all in the tin, looking all pineapple-y in there. So then the next part seems like it's pretty easy, because you're just mixing some stuff together. So we've got our 100 grams of softened butter. I'm actually cheating a little bit. I'm just going to chuck it into the microwave for literally like a couple of seconds, because it's just out of the fridge. I only decided to do this a few minutes ago. So we'll just give that a couple of seconds in there just to soften it up a bit. So then you mix your 100 grams of softened butter with your caster sugar. So I'll just get my bowl out and ready to go. So I want to do the caster sugar and the butter first. So caster sugar, butter. Then we add the 100 grams of self-raising flour. goes in there. My tablespoon of baking soda. So let's just see if these little cashews are a tablespoon or a teaspoon. God, I need to get my spoons right. Someday I will. Gulp it over a teaspoon actually. So maybe I'm glad I just put that out into my thing to double check. But anyway, I'll have that one for another time. And then I add my vanilla extract. I'm not going to measure that. I'm going to just, you know, go with the flow with that one. Because you can never have too much vanilla, right? Put that in there. There we go. What else do we want? And then I think it's just the two eggs. I'm supposed to have an electric whisk, but I don't have one of them yet. But yeah, I'll just go by hand. Good exercise, isn't it? Right, let's get me eggs. So one egg. Oh, second egg. Egg number two. Woohoo! They're in there. So we mix it all together until it's like a soft consistency. So stir, stir, stir. So yeah, it's coming together. It's looking nice and soft anyway. Whisk around and whisk around. That's looking good actually. God, who needs an electric whisk anyway when you've got a good arm? Good. Now, because I have extra pineapple, you're probably not supposed to, but I like pineapple, so I'm gonna just chop little wee bits into it. Just to give it a nice pineapple flavor, but knowing my look, I'll get a soggy bottom. All of these together so they're nice and mixed through the mixture. Just like it is. And I pour it in on top of my pineapples that are already in the tin. Hopefully this will work out. Like I said, I've never done this before, so we'll just try. And into the oven that goes for 35 minutes.
You're listening to No More Soggy Bottoms with Anna and Claire.
So we didn't actually hear about the cake coming out of the oven just because when I opened the oven, it completely sank in the middle, but it was edible and it was fine.
It was edible. It didn't have a soggy bottom.
It didn't have a soggy bottom, but it just had a nice little dip in the middle that I could have maybe put something in and no one noticed the difference.
Well, you see, if you liked cream, then you could fill it up with cream.
I don't, so whatevs. They also said to put cherry glaze little cherries, but I always think they taste a bit plasticky, so no.
No. Right, well, it was lovely. It was a good use for your...
A good story.
Yeah, it was a good story. The pineapple was fantastic.
It was the best.
Yeah.
So on to the showstoppers.
Yeah, it was a proper showstopper this week. Certainly very impressed when they cut this cake. It was called a Malaysian layered cake. Yeah, and it was
each
for...
Each layer was very... Yeah. Definite.
Very definite. And then some of them were kind of checkered as well, up and down and lines across and lines down and all different colours. Like it was
very different colours.
Really, really interesting.
It didn't even look like cake. It looked kind of like it looked
like a mosaic or something. Yeah, it did.
It was really good.
It did. Very, very beautiful. And they were all very good.
All of them looked well.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking it made me think this could be easy because they all managed
to do it.
I personally thought, I don't know whether the taste, they all did okay. Yeah, they didn't really get any horrible comments.
No, I think the taste, because it's such a colourful cake, the fear is that it wouldn't taste nice. But because I think they all did quite well on taste, so they were quite lucky. The only thing is they all looked very dry.
Yeah.
I know we're only watching on the telly, but they all looked dry, and that's probably from cooking each layer.
Yeah, well, it's so complicated.
Isn't it?
Yeah, very, very complicated. And I might have a look and see if they don't put up all those recipes. I don't think they do anyway. But when I must have a look and see how it's made, and I might actually have a go at that.
That'd be interesting.
When I'm
But remember, poor Rosie burned one of her layers and she had to start again.
Oh, she did.
It was, I was like, oh no. Everyone was like,
yeah,
no,
yeah, and they called it very messy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she had a really interesting thing for cutting it. She got her dad to make this cutter because she was unsure. She was like, my hands will be so shaky because I'll be nervous. And she had all these really interesting gadgets for cutting. Yeah. Like, maybe you kind of might need them as a handy tool.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, that's funny. Just thinking over the years of the Bake Off, quite a few people have invented stuff to
help them.
To help them.
Yeah.
You know, obviously when they're practicing it, they kind of... Yeah, they come up with stuff, you know, so that's interesting.
Yeah, because we had Henry's one a couple of weeks ago where he had the cardboard layers.
Yes.
In his cake, in his bomb.
Yeah, you have to invent stuff to
do it.
Yeah.
Because not everyone would have that. Mm. I definitely am delighted for Alice because she actually saved herself so much with that cake.
Yeah, she needed it because she had it. She had a hers was very neat. She got a lot of compliments.
And she based hers on where she's from in Essex. And they're all joking, you're not an Essex girl, because she wouldn't be like a typical Essex
girl. Oh, definitely
girl,
not.
You know?
No,
she's very pretty and
very twee and, yeah.
You know, but I'm not saying Essex girls aren't pretty or ladylike, but you know the way, the look, I suppose. Mm. Essex girls are normally very glam, you know.
No, she's very nice, well, she's a school teacher as well. She does look a bit school teacher-y.
She does, and she was talking about marking all the papers and stuff the other day and doing the reports, and then she had a busy week.
It's probably covered in cake.
Cake, yeah. All the kids are like,
get your copy.
Miss.
Thanks,
delighted.
Miss. Yeah.
I got an A and some chocolate cake. Maybe she gives them out little bits of cake as an award. You got 10 points. There you go, love.
Oh, I forgot to bring my picture down to colour out Michael.
I don't know if I want to colour him out, though.
Yeah, no, he was a great contestant. Yeah. It's funny how he just fell apart, though.
Yeah.
You can't afford to be too emotional. You can't.
His showstopper, though, looked very well.
Mm.
Except they were saying about part of his layers were too much similar colours in the bottom and the top.
Mm.
But in general, his layers of the flag and everything looked very well. It's hard to know.
It said, looks good. I have it here. Looks good, but.
But. It's that but, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they all did well. I actually think... that was a good showstopper. That was a good challenge.
Yeah, well, very impressive to look at.
Very impressive. Yeah, that was probably one of my favourite ones this year.
Yeah, I think, well, it was the one that I was left sort of in awe of. Like,
yeah.
You know, whereas some of the showstoppers, I've kind of think,
Yeah.
No,
this one's been good. I think, remember I said a couple of weeks ago that I felt this series wasn't as good as others. I think last night's episode, for me, picked it up a bit.
Yeah.
I felt like there was just a little bit of a lull.
Yeah, you could be right. Well, the people that are left now are all my favourites are there.
Yeah.
You know, I really like them all.
Great. Yeah.
Though I have to say there wasn't really anybody this year that I disliked.
No, there was no one I disliked.
You know, and even the people I wasn't sure about, I got to, like the likes of Helena. God, I was gutted when she went because I was crazy about her. But
Michelle, I loved Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle, and she was star baker the first week.
Yeah, no, I kind of looking back, even like Priya, and I know I was giving out that Priya should have gone.
Yeah.
I still liked her. There was nothing I didn't like about her. I just didn't feel she was the strongest. Like, everyone was lovely.
But it seems so long since Phil went. And who was our favourite the first week? I can't even remember his name. I can. I have to be able to remember. He's beginning with a C. Our favourite guy.
Oh,
the youngest.
What's his name?
No, we can't remember his name. Oh, sure. I'll have it on my list here.
Oh, that is so funny.
That is terrible. That is terrible.
Bake Off contestants. We're Googling. 2019. First week.
No, he's not on it because I only started doing this on the second week or third week.
What was his name? Oh,
so it's beginning with a C, for sure. And he was...
I actually follow him on Instagram. Hold on.
Well, he's not making a very big impression, is he?
Terrible. He was my favourite. I love him.
Well, it just goes to show how easily we're so fickle, you know.
Is it like...
I, the next time you say something...
Callum?
No. It's about four letters, I'd say.
Four letters seen work.
Now
he definitely wasn't that.
Be very careful. Well, maybe it's five letters. So.
Was it Connor?
No. Maybe I'm giving the C. Maybe it's not C.
But, but look, we liked him anyway.
We loved him. What are you talking about? He was the best ever. He was a twin.
He was.
He had an identical twin.
Yeah. He was lovely. We know everything about him, and he cried and he was really cute.
Yeah. I know everything about him. So I can't remember his name.
No.
That's
so funny.
Well, that's okay.
So let's give them the marks out of 10.
Okay, so obviously Michael went. So
yeah, so bye, love.
Good. So we're not even going to go, oh, Michael. Well, well done, you. Anyway, great character.
Did great.
So Alice then.
Alice maybe...
She had a very bad week.
She had a bad week in our first two and then a great showstopper. Seven?
Seven, yeah, I suppose. We can't be giving them, you know, lower marks than that, really, because of at the stage of the game. David.
He had a good week.
I have edible beside him. I meant the cake, you know. I didn't mean it.
David is edible.
Well. Hello.
Yeah, except his cake was very small.
Yeah, so it'd be a seven as well,
seven.
I think. Yeah, I think he could. I'm going to kind of think that he might win it.
He could be the underdog. Or the.
He hasn't been star baker yet. Henry.
Oh, Henry gets a 10 because he's star baker.
Oh, right. Yeah, he was. He had. Oh my God! So funny with the handshake. That was hilarious.
Shut up! And his little tie. So
yeah,
funny.
He's a great. He's a great character. He's going to do really well.
He'll do very well
out
of
this. Michael then is gone.
Yeah.
Rosie. Good week.
She had a good week.
Yeah, she had a good week. So eight maybe.
Yeah, she did. She came first in the technical.
Yeah, so she definitely gets a good 8. And what about Steph? Steph was right up there last night as well.
Yeah, she got a handshake. So 9.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've been. I think we've agreed now this
agreed.
Week.
This is very good.
And we haven't been mean.
No,
so.
We can't be mean anymore because
I was just going to say, we might have to turn against one of them.
Who do you think will turn against?
I could possibly Rosie could annoy me. I could choose to find the things that I like about her annoying.
See, I don't think I could ever.
Or Alice. Now, Alice.
Oh, I could never turn on Alice.
Could you not? Okay, well.
You can turn on Alice if you want.
Well. Would I turn on Rosie? Yeah, maybe I'll turn on Alice then, just for the crack.
Don't you dare.
Anyway, it's still the best show ever, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's still really, really good. And what's next week?
Pastry week. Pastry week is, that's
good
real.
Week.
Yeah,
that's
back
good
to
week.
I quite like them having like, you know, cake, biscuit, pastry.
Bread.
Bread, yeah, like those, normal weeks, you know, where there's, and the judging is always very good.
Good. And I think people can kind of be more creative when it's like it.
Yeah, mind you, pastry is really difficult. I mean, pastry can be difficult, but it's interesting.
I might make a pastry for next week just to try.
Isn't it great the way, having not ever baked anything in your life, like you saw that pineapple and made it pineapple upside down cake.
And now I rob ingredients from
hotels. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've gone from... Yeah, you'll probably end up in prison by the end of the series.
Imagine.
But sure,
you'll be.
They'll put you in the kitchen.
Imagine. I had to go back and wash the dishes. Yeah. That'd be so funny. I did tag them in my tweet, so they.
Yeah,
could.
Community service Imagine. For you now, Missy.
Back down to Kilkenny, there in the King Streets.
Oh dear. Anyway, but it is amazing that you're really taken to baking.
Oh yeah, no, I'm enjoying it now. And stuff, but like, yeah, once you have the basic ingredients, I find you can.
Oh, did you see our Sheila's little pies online?
I know, they're so beautiful.
This is Sheila from My Perfect Rise.
Oh, they're
she's
pretty.
Sheila, the prettiest girl in the room, and well, apart from ourselves, she was wearing this orange jumpsuit and she looked absolutely fabulous in it. Yeah,
So her, kind of they're like a pastry
tart. She had these perfect looking grapes and all laid out on top and kiwi fruit.
Yeah, it looks
and,
really
yeah,
well.
Really the proper.
She has them all up on her Instagram.
Fair play to you.
Yep. So that's it.
That's
Back
it.
Next week.
Yeah, pastry week.
Yay.
Exciting. Yeah. Good week.
No more soggy bottoms with Anne and Claire.